Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
The chief executive at Nassau's Cruiseport told a local newspaper that he believes when ships return, passengers will not be allowed to freely explore the port. Instead, he said that cruise lines will only allow passengers to take part in pre-approved excursions and activities. This was only his opinion and not fact. And a woman is suing the ad agency she was employed by, saying she was wrongfully fired after voicing concerns about an ad campaign for Princess Cruises. The suit says that the campaign in question was designed to mislead consumers into believing it would be safe to sail, despite ships still being under a no-sail order by the CDC. And Cruise Industry News reports that the Royal Canadian Geographic ship Resolute sold at an auction for $600,000 in Curaçao. If this ship sounds familiar, you'll recall that earlier this year, the Resolute was involved in a dispute with a Venezuelan Navy vessel that sank the Navy ship. The cruise ship was basically unscathed because of its ice-breaking hull. You could find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio, a review of Carnival Conquest at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.